The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I thought we'd talk about just how California is in the grip of environmental extremism and what this has done to their energy production. Nothing good. I didn't even mean to find what I found here, but I don't know what I was doing, but I typed something like California bans into Google, and then I just got a list of stuff that came up on the suggested. I was like, what? You know, and so I started going down this rabbit hole, and it turns out that California is just like, right, essentially everything is banned now. And if it's not banned now, it will be banned in the near future. But this is a part of the current ideological mania that is taking hold on the left. Now, it's not new, actually. The sort of environmental lobby, if that's what we're going to call it, is actually, ever since the 70s, has been quite a major force in sort of progressive politics. But it's really coming into its own now, and it's really doing damage. And we, in a few years' time, we're going to really feel it. And if you want to know more about this, right? This is the sort of thing that I was talking about in my interview with Sebastian Gorka, where it was about the war for America's soul. Because, like, what kind of country is America going to be? And, of course, the progressives want to turn it into a European country. Because nothing bad has ever happened in Europe, and no bad ideas have ever come out of Europe. Everything Europeans do is a good idea. Everything that the Anglosphere does is a bad idea, right? That's the general schism here. And so, well, how's this playing out for California? That's the question. Well, they're banning everything. Like I said, gas-powered stuff. Anything that is powered by petrol has to go, because, of course, it's destroying the planet, as China destroys the planet just innocuously across the Pacific. No one cares what they can do. Tell China and India not to pollute? No.
Quick question. First and foremost, the literally most gas-guzzler thing in the world, private jets. Have they banned those yet?
No.
Oh,
private jets not banned, actually. But what is banned is gas-powered lawn equipment. Lawnmowers, chainsaws, leaf blowers, we'll get to the next one, John. Pressure washers and generators. So there's a bill called AB1346, orders state regulators to halt the sale of new gas-powered equipment by 2024.
How little they care about you.
Now, yeah, like, exactly.
I've got my private jet. You can't even mow a goddamn lawn.
Greta Thunberg may have arrived in a private jet, and she may be working and using all of this Chinese-made stuff. But you mowing your lawn, that's what's killing the environment here. And so that's just ridiculous. Moving on to the next ones. Petrol cars was the next one. They were like, yeah, so we're going to ban the sale of new petrol cars by 2035, right? And so this is amazing because California is the most populous state in the US, right? And so that's something like 63 million people. It's about the size of Britain, right? So it's Britain's like, right, you're not having petrol cars anymore. It's like, look, it's actually not that easy to do that, right?
Like, we've done the same thing. Like, there is a government law.
Yeah.
But it's not as insane because, we have, a train system.
Yeah.
Which, could take up some of the slack.
California's railway is terrible.
How long have they been trying to build high-speed rail in California at this
point?
Well,
they gave it up because Elon Musk was like, we should have underground tunnels.
But you think, just how many has China built in the meanwhile that California's made a million concept art?
Hundreds of miles.
Yeah.
Unironically. So the California Air Resources Board will force automakers to speed up production of cleaner vehicles beginning in 2026, with sales of zero-emission cars, pickup trucks, and SUVs to be only allowed in the state. Right, this was a unanimous vote. from the Californian government. And Gavin Newsom set the target in 2020 to accelerate the shift away from the internal combustion engine. Right. The transport sector, they say, represents the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in California. Well, there we go then. There we go. The decision is, of course, expected to have sweeping impacts beyond California. It will likely pave the way for other states to follow suit. It's like, it will, initially, until the collapse comes.
Until 2035.
Yeah.
But like Kemi Badenoch says, when none of these people who voted for it will actually be in office, and then the new people in office will just overturn it.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, well, that...
because, we, you know,
the whole
what?
Society is collapsing.
They'll be looking at Texas and Florida and being like, they didn't do that. And look how well they're doing. That's why. It'll be because the states that didn't do it will be the good examples of those that did. And so the policy won't ban people from driving petrol cars yet. I mean, you know, 2035 is a long way off. By 2027, they're going to be like, well, are you driving a petrol car? Do you hate the environment? Do you hate the earth? We haven't even got a word for it yet, but it'll be environmental bigot. That'll be the way they frame it. You have an irrational prejudice against the environment because you drive your petrol car.
Terraphobia?
Something like that. But they want, you know, hybrids will be a part of it as well. But anyway, yeah, so that's where they're going. And as you said a minute ago, 6 days later, they were like, hang on a second, we actually have a problem. Because petrol cars don't actually drain directly from the energy grid, right? Which is one of the advantages of petrol. Energy stored in liquid form that can be transported from place to place and then put into a tank that can be driven around. It's actually good. It's actually a very useful thing.
It's actually a friggin' marvel.
It's a miracle, yeah, it is. But they're like, no, you've all got to have Teslas. And like you were saying earlier, electric cars make up like 2% of California's cars. So if only 2% are too much for the energy grid, well, you've got, what, 15 years? 13 years, sorry? Better crack on. So, of course, the California grid operator was like, yeah, just don't charge your cars.
Just coal power plant after coal power plant gets built.
Well, that's what they'll
nuclear
do.
Nuclear takes a while to set up.
It does, but it gets setting up now, California. If you want electric vehicles, you have to start now, right? You should have started yesterday. Basically they were saying, look, we've got all of these problems because, there's heat waves and all this. It's like, right, okay, heat waves shutting down electricity. I don't know why, but let's assume that's true. Excessive heat would stress the energy grid.
Because people with their ACs.
I suppose. And so the California ISO was like, during a flex alert, consumers are urged to reduce energy from 4 to 9 p.m. when the system is most stressed because demand for electricity remains high and there is less solar energy available. Right, so solar power plants working out just perfect.
I love that mission, though. It's like, because we don't have enough solar power. So but that like liquid stuff you were talking about earlier, like that doesn't have a time period it expires.
Nope.
Like between 5 and 6, like it doesn't just turn off.
No. And the thing is, right, if California doesn't have enough solar power, where does? Like California?
Hawaii?
Yeah,
I think is the one place where it's worked.
Yeah. I mean, Hawaii's got hardly any people in it. You know, like 100,000 people, you know.
But like they actually stopped installing solar panels in Hawaii because the solar energy was just too much for the grid.
Oh, really?
Like people were pumping into the grid and just not getting paid anymore.
Right.
Because there was no point.
Yeah. And so you might be like, okay, California, well, what are you going to do? And they decided we're going to have an argument about whether we're going to shut down our last solar nuclear power plant. So really, this is just some big brain hours here. So we want to make sure...
Bring it on. I just want to see the whole place collapse.
I want California to get what it effing deserves, to be honest.
Yeah.
And so the Californians are like, hang on a second. After, as Dan here in Cal Matters, wrote, I have to actually make a defense for the good energy in the face of the ideological environmental lobby. Now, he probably felt uncomfortable about doing this, because you know what they're like. But he was like, look, the state shift of wind and solar power has not kept pace with demand, especially during the increasingly frequent heat waves. We've teetered on the brink of blackouts on particularly hot days. The peak...
Yeah, third world stuff.
The peak of the peak. Like, California, it used to be a genuinely envious place to live. You know, it's the genuine, like... Where after the collapse, people will look back at what California was and be like, wow, that's an incredible achievement. And look how they're squandering it, right? So the question is, closing down the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant, which is supplying 9% of the state's power supply, would make blackouts very likely. And Newsom's proposal to extend the lives of those vital resources, not surprisingly, generated opposition against environmentalists. The environmentalists are like, yeah, we hate this clean energy. This is awful. It's like the meme.
This is why you do not make political allies with people who are not sane.
Mm. So they had a vote on it, and the vote was to keep it, because you didn't have a choice. You didn't have a bloody choice.
Like, you make political allies with people who are unreasonable, you will end up with unreasonable circumstances.
Yep. The bill easily won the support of the required two-thirds of lawmakers, because they were like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? We're going to have rolling blackouts if we get rid of our last nuclear power plant. Yeah. Idiots. Because this environmental boondoggle is just not true. Oh, we can have solar panels and wind farms. It's like, oh, shut up.
But it's more the demonization of nuclear for no other reason other than just don't like it.
Yeah.
So it literally fits all of the criteria you want. You can actually deal with the waste these
days. Okay, now I actually know what this is about, right? This isn't what this is about. The problem with nuclear power is that it doesn't make you sacrifice anything. That's the problem. Nuclear power is good for the average person, right? It does not allow the progressive environmentalist to browbeat you about how you're destroying the planet and give me money and power and resources so I can make sure you don't have petrol cars anymore and so I can get everything as I want. Because if we were to have nuclear power as being the dominant power system, well, what would they have to complain about? What would their complaint be? They would have nothing. Right? And that's what this is about. This is about a moral agenda against human beings themselves, and nuclear power is in your corner. This is good for you, right? And we'll go through it, in fact. But yeah, so they did vote to keep it because they knew they were gonna be screwed. And you can just go and look at, like, just comparisons to source of energy. So you can scroll down on this a bit. There's a couple of graphs, right? So look at this graph, right? So you can see coal, oil, natural gas, biomass, wind power, hydroelectric. Wind and solar and nuclear are the only real competitors, right? But of course, of those three, only one is always on. Like, when the sun goes in, you do not generate electricity. When there is no wind blowing, you do not generate electricity. However, nuclear energy is on all the time. It never stops. And as you can see, they're 0.04 deaths per, like, kilowatt or whatever amount of power unit they're using.
Yeah. And so, as you see, they mention includes all deaths from Chernobyl and Fukushima.
Yeah, like, so that's the worst possible scenario for the nuclear energy, right? And so even then, it's incredibly safe, right?
When you put that into perspective, that means that the windmills are actually killing more people than Chernobyl and Fukushima included over the time period.
Yeah.
It's just true.
And you've seen the pictures of the ones that have been wrecked by, like, high winds or whatever. And it's like, okay. The thing is, 0.02 deaths from solar? How do solar panels kill people?
Fall off the roof.
Yes,
eat it.
But then you've got the greenhouse gas emissions, and nuclear is at the minimum, at the lowest. Whereas they've got 4 tons for wind, 5 tons for solar, 3 tons for nuclear. Right. So they, from an environmental perspective, there is no argument. That's it. The argument's over, you know,
But from an anti-human perspective.
Exactly. Right. And that, and again, if you get to the next one, you can the energy output as well, right? Because nuclear power plants are producing maximum power more than 92% of the time that they're operational. So almost always. Whereas you can see on the other ones, solar is 24%, wind is 35%. So for output efficiency and generational capacity, it's not even worth talking about. Like, no, the numbers are in.
Part of the reason for this is because when you turn on a nuclear reactor, like, it takes a while. Sure. So what you want to do is turn it on and just never turn it off.
Yeah.
And it means that you're actually running at efficiency all the time.
Yeah.
So they're constantly turning off and on.
And you actually can do that with a nuclear reactor.
Or just never being on.
Yeah.
Such as solar over there.
This is from the US's Department of Energy, like, website. Like, this isn't just some random claptrap on the internet. This is the US Department of Energy, and they're like, look, basically, you can turn on a nuclear reactor and have it running for something like 2 years without stopping it. And it's just like, okay, well, do it. You know?
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be like literally night and day.
Or you could just take half of them offline for maintenance all at once in the middle of an energy crisis. Good job, France.
Or we could get solar panels, which will make the world look like Cybertron and only work a quarter of the time.
Yeah, and half of the material comes from Xinjiang, China, made by slaves.
Yeah. It's just not. It's just...
it's utter clown world, I know. Yeah. Energy policy is just so funny.
And we would have none of these problems if we just were using nuclear power. And, you know, and France didn't have these problems until now. And so it's just... The only reason is that the problem is nuclear power is not conducive to revolution. Right? That's what it is. Like, you're not going to instill a revolutionary mindset if everything is working well and the environment is actually being looked after and you're benefiting. That's what it comes down to.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the book clubs we do, this one on artivism with Alexander Adams. If you want to follow what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.